Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, theft and burglary, cattle rustling, and even violent assaults on landowners. Just some of the recent trends in rural crime raised by farmers on Drive Time recently. And this evening, they're voicing their fears and frustration with Senior Gordy at the annual general meeting of the ICMSA. Drive Time's John Cook joins us from Limerick. He's been keeping tabs on all of this. John, what's been happening there?
Yeah, Cormac, 250 delegates or more have been here at the Castletroy Park Hotel throughout the day for the annual general meeting of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, with speakers throughout the day, including the Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConnellogue, he's still to come this evening, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald earlier, as well as representatives from the likes of Bord Bia and Ór Nua. But of most interest to the farmers I've been speaking to is the attendance of the Assistant Garda Commissioner, following many recent incidents of crime and intimidation on lands in various counties. Now, you recall last week we heard from Kerry farmer Mary Jo Cassan about cattle rustling on her land near Tarbert. She's here this evening and raised it directly with the Assistant Garda Commissioner. Some weeks previously, we heard from Tipperary farmer Jerry Purcell about a violent assault he suffered confronting criminal hunting gangs that he and other farmers believe are actually scoping out local farms and homes for potential burglaries. And it's this issue that most farmers have raised with the Gardaí this evening, given the growing aggression and violence they say they've encountered, as Waterford farmer Willie O'Donoghue has been telling me.
I suppose down with the last number of years, we've come across various people supposedly hunting on lands. We can never know if really whether they're hunting or whether they're only scoping out places for later activity.
That's your suspicion anyway. What's been your experience? Because you told me you've had groups of people, you've confronted them even by night or day on your farm.
Yeah, we've had groups of people even by day and by night. Like, and our biggest fear is people by night, you know, lamping at night and then shooting at targets just because they see a pair of eyes. They really don't know what they're shooting at.
You confronted groups as many as six, you said. What's happened?
Well, I confronted one group of six, and I mean, all you get is abuse. Now, when I say abuse, I mean cussing and swearing. We'll go where we want. There was a threat at one stage that they'd get me in a dark alley at night, but, like, I don't take those threats too easy.
And what do you do in response? So how you have a rifle, you told me.
Yeah, well, sure, I've told those boys that if they're going to take me in at night, they'd better get me first because I'll have no mercy for them.
Do you always carry a rifle with you, or more so recently?
More or less, yeah. It would be always in the jeep or here at hand. Gosh, I'd say, look, the vast majority of farms, there's either a shotgun or a rifle or something laying around for hunting foxes or rabbits or whatever.
It's something you would be prepared to use, Willie, to defend your land.
Well, I suppose,
yourself.
Look, if I'm put to the push and as a last resort, if I have to use the gun, I'll use it.
You haven't had to yet.
No.
Or is there a fear that that might happen, or that that gun could be in the wrong hands, that someone might panic? Because you say you've called the Gardaí, but you're not always confident you'll get a quick response.
Yeah, I mean, I've called the Gardaí on a number of occasions, and once is all there was a response. Calling the Gardaí now at this stage, I mean, my local station, when I was a young lad, there was three guards and a sergeant, and they all lived in the town within 4 or 5 miles of where we are living. That station is now mostly redundant. The nearest one is Lismore, which is quarter of an hour away. Dungarvan, 17 miles, that's about half an hour. Clanmel on the other side. And I mean, rural areas in general now there is no Gardaí available living nearby.
That's Willie O'Donoghue from Capoquin in West Waterford. And there were similar stories raised by many others here at the ICMSA's annual general meeting, including Limerick farmers Tom O'Donnell from Kilmallock and Kieran Lillis of Mianus. I asked them both about their experiences. First, Kieran on criminal gangs and trespassing hunters and what he sees as abuse and aggression that many like him have encountered recently.
The usual. It's happening all over the country. Been told to F off, and you have a lot more to lose. You've been threatened, and one of my neighbours, he was on his own, and he confronted three or four of them, and he was basically told they'd drown him in the river. Another lad up the road confronted him on the public road, but he was sitting inside in his jeep, and they said to him, have you much land? He said, I have enough of it. We'll continue the way you are, and we'll pick your spot, and we'll bury you.
Pick your spot, and we'll bury you?
Yeah.
It's pretty threatening language.
It's kind of threatening, but you... Like,
what does that do to farmers and the level of fear that might exist? Because you told me people like older farmers, your dad, for instance, would always have the shotgun now.
There is a lot of people that's living in that. There is farmers out there. If you're confronted and you're on your own, the mind works very mysterious. Mm-hmm. And look, we don't want anything that happened above in Mayo to happen in Limerick. This is happening in every county.
Message to the Gardaí today and the Assistant Garda Commissioner who you're meeting.
We need help.
Tom O'Donnell, Kilmallock, County Limerick. I've been assaulted putting cows across the road.
You've been assaulted?
Yes. Putting my cows across the road at 25 to 9 one night. His torch was bigger than mine and broke my nose, dropped me on the road. There was no confrontation, only that he trespassed on my land.
You called the Gardaí?
The guards were called, my neighbours called the guards at that stage.
Uh-huh. Was anyone ever arrested or charged?
No, because they were both wearing hoodies. Young mothers are afraid, farmers are afraid because of the intimidation. Everybody knows who these individuals are. And if we had a presence of guards, just to turn the intimidation back on, we just need a presence. Not guards driving through in a squad car. A presence on foot, just picking up local information, to be available for people to be able to talk to them.
That's Tom O'Donnell from Kilmallock there. What did Gardaí, John, have to say about the incidents he and others describe as common and widespread now?
Well, they've been faced with those fears and frustrations and very real incidents that farmers have been describing there head on in the past hour. Those talks still going on inside the AGM. Delegates have been addressed by Superintendent Pádraig Jones of the Garda National Community Engagement Bureau, who spoke about crime prevention and CCTV, community policing, and their awareness of pockets of criminal gang activity in a number of areas of the country, he said. He's been accompanied by the Assistant Garda Commissioner, Paula Hillman, who's been addressing issues of Garda presence in the community, because you'll hear everyone here tell you how there were many Gardaí in their community. They knew their names over the years. Not the case in more recent years after Garda station closures or centralisation. She said she's not aware of any plans to reopen rural Garda stations closed in recent years, but said Garda clinics in different locations could help. She also told me that while burglary figures are down, she accepts there is a fear of rural crime growth. When I asked her about some of those issues we've been hearing about, like theft and trespassing and those violent assaults.
I would encourage anyone who has experienced any of these type of offences to contact us to report the matter either to their local Garda station, if it's an emergency, to call 999.
And they do, but what if nobody answers? What if nobody comes back for a couple of days and a farmer is faced with six people hunting on their land, some with guns?
Well, I would ask also that the farmers take all information that they can, descriptions, registration numbers of vehicles, and if they have, you know, if they want to engage as well, we have, and today is some of the work that we do in the National Community Engagement Bureau office, that there are contacts there as well. But I'm sure that it's in the vast majority of cases that their local guard will respond, and the more information we have, because you know it's not even so much as responding what happens immediately, we can do medium and long term pieces of work to target this type of activity.
I don't think anyone expects the Gardaí to be on every farm and every county at every village. There are situations where people are going to have to make decisions, and some talk about keeping rifles by the bed, being prepared to use those weapons as well, and a fear here that somebody will get hurt or killed. That's what the ICMSA are saying.
Well, I would ask anyone again not to take the law into their own hands, that to report anything suspicious to ourselves. The work we do with the Rural Safety Forum as well, and with that partnership activity, especially with local crime prevention officers, and we're going to talk about this today with the ICMSA and ensure that they are one of those partners who are part of that that forum, that we can all work together, because we are hearing this, we have heard this through the Rural Safety Forum as well, and it is important that we have those lines of communication open, that people know how to contact, whether that's by phone, by email, 999, that people know how to contact the local guard. This today, I said at the outset, it's about listening. So if there are areas where you know we hear that there are some areas that people don't have that information, what we will take away today is that assurance that we will come back with that information and to build those relationships if there are areas that we can develop.
And that is Assistant Garda Commissioner Paula Hillman ending John Cook's report from the ICMSA AGM in Limerick.